Opening the section dedicated to the Roman period is a milestone, a type of Roman traffic sign, which was, in theory, placed at intervals of one Roman mile, some 1,480 metres, and which served to indicate the road people were travelling on, and other useful information, such as the distances to population centres and the names of the governing politician at the time. In this way, this example tells us that it was erected at the behest of the Emperor Postumus, between the years 258 and 262 AD. However, it is also of great symbolic value, because the expansion of power and Roman influence could not be achieved without the existence of a complex network of roads and transport links, guaranteeing that all the territories of the empire were connected, and as a result, integrated and under control. On the map shown, you can follow the layout of the main roads that ran through Alava. The most important of these roads was part of the route that linked Burdigala, now the French city of Bordeaux, with Asturica Augusta, nowadays Astorga in León. It features as ITER 34 in the Antonine Itinerary, a document that charts the main roads of the empire in the 3rd century. It passed along the most significant conurbations of the period. Although there were still some mysteries that remained to be resolved surrounding its path through Alava, we know that Route 34 entered Alava's western plain through a city which was called Alba, continuing towards Tolonium in Alegria Dulanci, Suestatio in Arcaia, Veleia in Iruñaoca, and exiting through Deobriga, very close to Miranda de Ebro, now in the province of Burgos. At these points, there would have been what the itinerary calls mansions, a form of service station, to take in the people travelling on these roads, which offered a range of facilities to relieve the hardship of the journey. Public baths, such as those documented at the archaeological site of Arcaia, or facilities for the maintenance of both the roads and the postal service, something which was key to guaranteeing that imperial mail was delivered, as is attested to by the remains recently excavated at Mariturri within the city of Vitoria-Gasteiz itself. As well as this great route that ran from east to west, other roads existed that linked the inner areas of the region with the Cantabrian coast and the Ebro Valley, and close to which further Roman settlements have been discovered, such as Las Ermitas in Espejo and Aloria close to Orduña.